The group of seven ministers from industrialized nations plus Russia agreed Saturday to work on boosting their domestic economies amid a gloomy world financial outlook. The ministers also addressed the effects of the Iraqi crisis during their meeting in the French capital. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow told reporters Saturday that the finance ministers agreed that the Iraqi crisis added to the world's economic problems and a quick solution would be best.
There was a recognition that the geopolitical situation that we find ourselves in today in the G7 is an important backdrop, that it is influencing markets and serving as a restraint on capital expenditures and on equity markets. There was the expectation that once that situation resolves itself, both capital spending and equity markets would respond.
Mr. Snow spoke during a one-day meeting of ministers from industrialized nations ahead of a June summit in the French city of Evian. Ways to solve the Iraqi crisis have split members of the group, with the U.S. considering military action and France and Russia urging a peaceful solution. Besides war jitters, slow growth in Asia, Europe, and the United States, along with the continued slide in the stock market, have all undermined world economic growth. Nonetheless, the ministers announced they were confident of an economic rebound and pledged to take steps to revive their own domestic economies. Jump-starting African economies was also a top item at the Paris meeting. French Finance Minister Francis Maire outlined France's so-called affirmative action plan for Africa, which will be discussed during the Evian summit.
Vous savez que l'Afrique fait partie des priorités.
Mr. Maire said Africa needed a transition period in which it could benefit from more favorable financial terms. He also said the summit would address ways to better help African nations combat AIDS and improve their health care and access to drinking water. Earlier this week, French President Jacques Chirac proposed a 10-year period in which Africa could benefit from favorable terms of trade. Mr. Chirac outlined his suggestion at a Franco-African summit in Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.